You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Cashman, joined, as always, by Jeffrey Flanagan, talking about the week that was and the week that will be with the Kansas City Royals. Jeffrey, those fighting, frisky Royals, man, they got an edge to them. Geez, five guys ejected Sunday on the heels of a really contentious weekend with the Oakland A's, obviously. Mm-hmm. You got Yordano Ventura staring down Mike Trout earlier this season. He's got an edge to it, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And I think they probably just got kind of fed up with all the hit batters that they've had. I think they got 14 now, and that's either first or second in the league. And it just kind of came to a boiling point, especially Friday night when Lowry went into Esquihar and Escobar suffered a bruised and sprained knee and hasn't played since. And, you can't really say any of the plays were dirty, but the consequences are the Royals their body's dropping here. And, they've got three guys on the DL, and Santi might go on the DL again today. So it's just, I think they just kind of got fed up with everything, and everything came to a boiling point yesterday.
Yeah. On that note about the injuries, the Esky injuries, obviously it doesn't seem overly serious, like a DL type situation, but the Infante one, the groin strain, that's a much bigger deal, pulled up lame on the bases on Sunday.
Yeah, those things take forever to heal. So I kind of think that's going to be a DL. We weren't absolutely positive they're going to reevaluate today. But, they get kind of thin up the middle with Esky. He's still kind of a maybe for tonight. I talked to him after the game yesterday, and he kind of, just shrugged his shoulders whether or not he was going to play today. So you lose him and now Infante for an extended period of time. It's going to test their depth. Christian Colon will probably step in at second, and the rookie Orlando Calixte will probably play short, but there's a pretty big drop off at either position when you lose your starters like that. So going to be a test of their character,
especially parlayed with the Alex Rios injury, which happened, I believe, mm-hmm. the last time we spoke. That was a big deal as well with the start.
Yeah.
So as good as things are going for the Royals in the win column, this stuff's starting to add up.
Right, and we didn't even mention Greg Holland, too, who's out for at least 2 weeks with a pectoral strain. So that kind of thins a pretty strong bullpen. They've got depth there, but now you might lose Herrera to a suspension, and we don't know about Ventura either. So it's going to be a new-looking clubhouse when I get there today, probably.
Yeah, the Holland thing, they're fairly well protecting the bullpen. We talked about it many times. They ensured they have that depth moving forward, and I guess it makes this return for Ryan Madsen all the more important for them. But what's your sense of the Holland thing and how long that could be or how major an issue that is?
I think probably later in the year they probably would not have DL'd him. They would just let him shut him down for 4 or 5 days and just let the thing calm down. But this early in the year, there's no reason to take a chance and have that thing linger. So, they're just being precautious here and just shut him down so that he's good for the final 5 months of the year. They do have some depth down there. Madsen will step into the seventh inning role. Herrera moves up to eighth. Wade Davis will close. You still got Jason Fraser throwing real well. And Franklin Morales is pitching well. And Chris Young Long, they just called up Johan Pino, who had a really good outing on Friday in long relief. So, yeah, they do have some depth there, but really they just can't afford to keep losing bodies here. They're winning games. They're 9-3, but they're paying the price.
Yeah, and this is probably the most depressing podcast for a 9-3 team in history, to the extent there are many podcasts about 9-3 teams. But another depth blow is Brian Flynn. That kind of gets overlooked because at the minor league level, but that's a guy who nearly made the club out of spring training, and he's out for quite a while with a lat injury, correct?
Yeah, it's not necessarily season ending, but pretty close to it, and as close as you're going to get to it. You're talking 3 to 5 months before he'd be able to come back actively. So that was kind of a blow. I mean, he'd probably be up here right now if he was healthy, because he, as you mentioned, I mean, he had a terrific spring. Was throwing in the mid 90s with good command, and it's a tough break for him and a tough break for the Royals because they could have used him right now.
Positive note, the Paulo Orlando story is pretty great. Four triples early on. It's like that's all he knows how to do is triples at the big league level. He's just a great story. Obviously, a guy who waited a long time for this opportunity at the big league level, and he's made a lot happen out there.
Yeah, he really has. I mean, you're talking 9 years in the minors, and didn't really grow up playing baseball in Brazil. Not a big sport over there, and just a terrific guy, terrific story. And, you know, we're going to see a lot of them while we wait for Rios to get back, because he can play right field a little bit better than Dyson can, and not quite as strong as arm as Dyson, but he's got better reads. He's played right field a lot more than Dyson has, so we're probably going to see a lot more of him, especially if Escobar doesn't come back tonight. Ned kind of likes him in the leadoff spot. He's got some speed, and, you know, he is a triples machine right now, so they're going to have to lean on him and hope the league doesn't figure him out too quickly.
Hey, what was it like for these guys and for the fans to have Billy Butler back and wearing the golden green as opposed to the royal blue? Obviously, a guy who spent so long in the Kansas City organization and meant so much in the community, that had to be emotional on some level for everybody involved.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a nice story for about 5 minutes, and then all heck broke loose with Brett Lowry, and he kind of, that story just kind of got pushed to the side after he got his championship ring on Friday, and you know, he was it was emotional. He was able to come back, and I think he wanted to visit with all his friends, and he's very close with Greg Holland. You know, Greg Holland's not feeling in the greatest of moods right now, so I don't know if they even hung out on Saturday, but it was good to see him back, and he got a nice reception from the crowd, and it was a feel-good story for a very short time, and then the hostility started. So it would have been interesting to see. You know, I mean, the benches cleared twice, and there was a lot of barking and jawing on Sunday. They didn't clear the benches, but what would have happened if there had been an actual fight? Would Billy have been in the middle of it, hitting his old friends, or somebody take a shot at him? That was the thing we were talking about in the press box the most. What would Billy have done? You know, would he have just kind of hid in the background or what? I mean, it's been really strange to see him in the middle of a fight with the guys he's played with for the last 8-9 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of strange sights with the Royals here early on. A lot of friskiness, as we said. That's part of their profile now. But you know, we'll see what that all means going forward with the bodies they've lost and potential legalities there. So. We'll see how it all plays out. I want to thank Jeffrey Flanagan for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. It's been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.